Good morning. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and joining me in a studio this morning, a very special guest, the guy that I've gotten to know pretty well over the course of the last 4 years of being here at the station, Brian Knowles. Brian, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. Do I need this one right here?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, there I am.
Got my cool headphones on, man. Yeah, thanks for hooking me up with these bad boys.
Yeah, you looking official. There you
man,
go.
Man, I'm going to have to steal these bad boys.
No, I don't know about that. we'll have to keep an eye on them then. But, Brian, I realized, you know, this morning I was thinking about this this interview, and this is the first time I've interviewed you live on air. The only other interview we've done was when you caught all those fish about a year ago.
Oh, yeah, man. I forgot about that deal. Yeah, that was cool. So this is the official.
This is official, first ever that we've been on together, so live.
Kyle actually wanted me to, who got this all started. There Kyle texted me, he said, hey, man, would you want to come down, blah, blah, blah. And I said, heck yeah. And then he's like, well, next week I'm going on spring break. So they volunteered you.
I was more than happy to do it. We got you on over on KUSN this morning.
Heck yeah, man, that was awesome. I love coming up here. Yeah. You know, this is about the closest station to my house, and y'all promoted me and helped me all through the years. And like you said, last year I was doing an interview about catching some fish because there wasn't a lot of music going on at that
time. I mean, we were just trying to look for anything, you know, kind of positive. And,
right.
And sure enough. So, well, what do we got going on? What are we talking about this morning? I know we're going to hear some music at some point as well. So.
Oh, heck yeah. I brought my guitar. I'm not sure what I'm going to play for y'all, but it's going to be something good.
All right. Well, it's a surprise then.
Is a surprise. So, basically, what do I got going on? I actually have a couple local shows I want to talk about, first of all. I'm going to be playing right close to here tonight, Solo Club in Bartlesville. It's at 9 p.m. And then tomorrow I'm going to be close again in Dewey over at the Hitchin Post. So I really don't get to play a lot of shows down this way much anymore. And, of course, not too many in Oklahoma. So I'm really looking forward to doing those shows. And I wanted to throw those out here because I know a lot of the listeners, you know, it reaches down that way. And I know a lot of those guys are listening. So if you want to come out, I'd love to meet you guys. I got my new album out. That's another thing I wanted to speak about, is the fifth one, and I just released a new music video yesterday, off of that album, and in fact played the song live on KUSN just a minute ago. That song's called No Sense. You can get it on the YouTube. I also download it to the Facebook page. Of course, it's on the Only Time Will Tell album. And
great album cover, by the way.
Thank
just
you.
Just such a great, like... model-esque photo.
Somebody told me, they're like, is that like your Eric Church look or
something? There you
go. I was like, sure, whatever. I needed an album cover and it was running out of time. Look. No, it turned out really good, man. I was happy with the album. It seems like no matter how much time you have to, you know, do the graphic design work and do the little things you don't really think about. Of course, you always think about the music. Once it's done, then it's like, oh, wow, there's other stuff I have to, you know.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people don't know when it comes into making an album. I think people are just like, you pop into the studio, you record the, you know, 6, 7, 8 songs, and then you go about your day.
Right.
No, it's much more of a process than
I'm sure when you have a record label, they probably help you out with that a little bit. You probably just say, yay or nay. So, when you're at my level, definitely you have to do everything. And so there's a lot that goes into the albums that people don't know. Of course, some people don't even put out physical copies of albums anymore. They just put it on the internet, which it does cost a lot more money to do it that way. But I think the fans enjoy the physical copies. I know I enjoy doing, you know, putting those out, doing some of the graphic design work, and just designing the CD. That's fun. I mean, you only get, I mean, how many chances in your lifetime do you get to do that, right?
Yeah, right. I doubt I'll ever have a chance in my life to design a CD, so.
And I definitely am always like, man, I'm going to make my next one so much better, and da da da. And it's like,
always trying to one up, you know,
right?
One up
and
yourself.
Then it's like, just whatever, you know, because it's like, I've got it because I always have my, you know, release date, party, whatever set up, and it's coming down to it. And I have a date mark that it's like, if I don't have this thing done by this date, it's not going to make it. And I'm always looking at that date, like, okay, whatever we got, let's send it, you know, it's kind of like, man. So, yeah, it's been pretty overwhelming. The new album definitely was a lot of stress going into that with the whole COVID thing and everything, but it turned out great. Actually had a lot of people come to the live shows. Since there wasn't a lot of live music around, I got lots of people came out to the shows during that time. And so I've just been real fortunate. And like I said, I've got a brand new t-shirt I'm working on. I've got the graphic designer supposed to get with me this next coming week, and I'll be approving those art proofs. And I'm hoping within a month I'll have brand new t-shirt designs. And of course, I'm going to roll some tank tops out this summer too. So
sun's out, guns out, baby.
Oh, you know it. I'm going to be getting you one.
All right. All right.
Might be my model for this area.
Oh, oh man. I don't know about that. We want people to buy the shirts.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, they will. But yeah. And so I guess I wanted to also talk about a couple other local shows I've got coming up while we're talking about it. Like I said, solo tonight, tomorrow, the Hitchin' Post. Then June 11th, I'm going to be playing at the Nut Hut out in Altoona, which if you've ever been out there, I have not. I've heard very good things. They have some of the best mountain oysters around.
Yeah, I've heard some good things about
Altoona. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that one. It's probably going to be an outside deal, I'm assuming, because it's a smaller little place. But I don't get a chance to come out that way a lot, so I'm looking forward to that one. And then, of course, I'm going to be playing at my good friend's bar in Moline, the Dreamweaver Bar, on July the 10th. And then on July 17th, I'm going to be in Elk City playing a street dance out in front of the bar up there, Antlers Bar. So I've got a lot of shows booked up, and those are about the only ones I've got in this area. So I'm going to be all over the state, a few shows in Oklahoma, but mostly just all over Kansas. I literally have – I think I'm booked up to, like, August at this point. So, I mean, I've got a lot
That's
of shows.
Good,
so, oh, yeah, I'm going to be busy. I'm excited. I'm ready to promote this new album and get it out there and – hopefully you guys can take a look at that new music video I released too. Like I said, it's on YouTube, my Facebook page. If you want to check that out, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I'll have to check that out myself. And you know, you mentioned a couple of outdoor events. Have you seen a little bit more of that with COVID, which I think is kind of cool. Outdoor music just kind of has like a different feel, different atmosphere, in my opinion.
Oh yeah, definitely. People feel safer being outside, whether it's the weather, just you know. Being able to practice social distancing. But yeah, I think this summer there's going to be a lot more live music out there. And people are just, they're wanting, they're starting for live music. You know, the bigger artists are finally starting to put together a few shows. I've seen the outdoor. I know last year they did like the drive-in concerts. So yeah, I look for there to be a lot more outdoor, you know, venues and more outdoor events that involve live music this year, which I'm looking forward to doing some of those.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right. Well, do you want to play a song? You got some more stuff to talk about.
I'm down.
Roll with the punches.
Do I need to leave these babies on? Or what?
You don't need to.
Okay, cool. I don't want to get tangled up, man.
All right. So we've got some live music here.
Yes. I'm gonna play one. This one right here is on the new album, and this one's called "The Way I Do." Me a Zevco 33, a stand high up in a tree. Give me a river bank and something cold to drink, and I'll bet I'll be okay. Give me a good old Kansas sunset, one high up on a hill. Give me a dirt road and I'll bet I'll find my way. 'Cause I know a thing or two about how to live, but I don't know about you. So raise your glass, I'm drinking too. Those that live the way I do, I burn oak and hitch for heat. When I'm tired, I go to sleep. When I need a buzz, I'll need you, 'cause I've got my own remedy. I go to town about once a week. I got a farm pond that can't be beat. I know a place to swim, it ain't a fancy gym, but to me it's luxury. And I know a thing or two about how to live, but I don't know about you. So raise your glass, I'm drinking too. Those that live the way I do. Some will never understand the way I live or who I am. But that's okay, I live the only way I know. And in the woods is where I'm alone, hunting, fishing, and writing songs. I'm making memories with friends and family and enjoying life every day. Cause I know a thing or two about how to live, but I don't know about you. So raise your glass, I'm drinking too. Those that live the way I do. Me a good old Kansas sunset, one high up on a hill. Give me a dirt road and I'll bet I'll find my way.
Brian Knowles, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Knowles. Great job, great job.
Thank you, sir.
As always, great job. I've always hear because generally I'm here somewhere in the studio
when you're
doing these interviews, but that's the first time I've been like, you know, in it. And that, man, great job.
He was right here with me.
Yeah, right there, man. And it's so cool to watch an artist perform because you just kind of you see yourself get lost.
Heck yeah, man.
In the music and what you're singing, and it's just you and the song in that moment. So
heck,
that was
yeah.
Really cool.
I really enjoy playing and enjoy people listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I enjoyed listening. I enjoyed listening this morning. So,
hell yeah.
Remind people about where you're going to be here coming up, where they can check you out, and where they can find out all the things that they need to know about Brian Knowles.
Absolutely. You can check me out on my Facebook page. That'll let you know exactly where I'll be playing at. Also, I have an Instagram page. It also has my schedule up there. My Facebook artist page, my cover photo, it lets you know. I have a few other dates, but most of my dates are posted on there. I will also post weekly where I'll be at, the times of the shows, things of that nature. So if you want to just look at my Facebook page, Brian Knowles from Hale, Kansas, that'll let you know exactly where I'll be playing at and where I'll be going and what I've got going on and that kind of thing. And like I said, you know, if you want to keep tabs on me, that's the best way to do it.
All right, well, go out, check Brian out, see him live.
Yeah.
You'll enjoy it for sure. And, you know, check out some of the places he's going to, too, because there's some really neat locations.
Are you going to be there,
Matt? I will try. I will do my best to try to get to one of those. You know, hey, I've never been to one of your live performances, so that it's on my list for sure.
You know what was kind of sad is I always play at Beans and Barbecue.
Yes.
And, man, I called them this year, and we always do – Terry's 50, you know, for her 50th birthday, we did the party, and I called them, and I was like, so, blah, 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 and they're like, well, we've been closed since March.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. Whenever you start hearing some of your venues and places that have been,
that
which
affected.
I think she was already, you know, she'd been in the business for a long time, so maybe there was, you know, she was planning on closing, but just some of those kind of things kind of hit you hard when it's like, wow.
Unfortunate,
you know,
for sure.
It's part of the business, you know, but it's always sad to see some place like that that you always look forward to playing, you know, close the doors, so. If Terry's listening, hey, Terry.
Yeah, hey, you know, I was one of the ones that I tried to get to at one point, and I'd blown a tire, and I couldn't get out to – you did one of the birthdays.
Oh,
Sherry
man.
Was trying to get me to go, and I had a blown-out tire.
Don't use the blown-out tire.
Hey,
it
happened.
Me,
it happened. I promise you. It happened. It's a
you
real
You can drive
thing.
That baby, man. Just,
yeah, I should have.
It's worth ruining a rim to get to the show.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point. I may try to get out to the Hitch and Post and check you out in Dewey
be great,
for
man.
Sure. So, all right, again, Brian, thanks for coming on. Great
hey,
music.
Thank you for
check
having
out,
me.
Check out Brian's album, Only Time Will Tell. Check out his YouTube. Check out those music videos. I'm a big music video guy, so I'm definitely have to check those out because they kind of give a different perspective on music sometimes.
You know, this is the first for me, and I've got two out there right now, and I'm planning. I've got at least one more I know I'm going to do. Maybe I'll put one out for each song off the new album. Who knows?
There you go. Hey. And that's just another way for people to listen to the music.
Exactly. So, it kind of gives them a visualization.
There you
think,
go.
So.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, take care. Enjoy the shows. Enjoy your spring. Enjoy. You're going to be busy, I can tell. So,
yes, sir.
You know, appreciate you taking some time, stopping in and talking to us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Matt. I appreciate it. And thank you to all my fans for listening and backing me all these years. I appreciate you guys in the Coffeyville area. And hopefully I'll see you all soon at the show.
All right. Absolutely. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.